another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that, from hot, hot Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want to take this time to welcome all of my international listeners from all over the world and to say to you that if you are listening to this show today, I know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here, and at this very moment, at this very time, you will receive insight, enlightenment, and revelation, and whatever else you may need in your life at this time. Well, how are you doing? Have you had a great week? Can you believe it is already July? And you know the one question that I'm going to ask you, right? What are you doing differently this year in order to produce a different result in your life? It's already mid-year. That should be the glaring question that you should be asking yourself about your personal and professional life. I want you to think about that as my special guest, Mr. Bernie Norman Dorman, shares with you just some great insight. Well, I am doing great. As I said, it is hot, hot here in Atlanta, but guess what? I love the hot weather. I'm enjoying swimming and having a wonderful time and just living in the now. I was with a friend of mine the other day, and he was complaining about, oh, my God, it's so hot. I can't wait until the winter comes. And I said, you know something? People are in the hospital. There are many people who are sick who don't have anything. So right now, right here in this 100-degree weather, I'm being present with you and just enjoying my day. Well, as I said earlier, I want you to get ready for my guest, Mr. Bernie Dorman. He is the coach of coaches. He's an author, founder, and CEO of CEO Space. This man has so much knowledge, so much influence, and you're going to be so blessed by him today. So I want you to stay tuned, and we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold, your success coach. Do you feel stuck? Are you ready for change in the areas of business, relationships, or career? Then contact me today for your complimentary coaching session. We will partner together to develop individualized strategies and projects that will move you towards the life of your dreams. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and discover and take advantage of the diverse coaching packages that I have designed just with you in mind.
Love can happen at any age. So what are you waiting for? Here's the chance to say to the universe, I'm worth it. I'm worth a 4-day cruise, and I'm worthy of finding true love. Or say to the universe, my existing relationship deserves a short vacation to spark up our love. Either way, you must take action to make your dreams come true. What better way than to be with like-minded people? Join us October 27th through the 31st on our Spiritual Singles Cruise, where we have a fabulous tapping workshop with Dr. Garland Landreth, an angel workshop, tantra workshop, and relationship workshops. Rates start off at $5.99, double occupancy, which includes workshops. So go to loaradionetwork.com and purchase your tickets today. We'll see you on board.
Well, I hope you listen to all of those wonderful commercials, and I want to invite many of you to come on the Singles Cruise. We're going to be cruising to the Caribbean. If you have not been there, it is so beautiful there. We're going to Cozumel. I remember being there during Christmas, and I was lying on the beach, and I said, God, this has got to be heaven. It was so beautiful. I would love to meet you personally, love to sign, autograph my book, and just be able to spend some quality time with you. And additionally, I want you to remember to go to my website and take advantage of my pay-as-you-go coaching. All of you guys know, 25 years in the business. I'm licensed. I've coached over 10,000 people during my career. So if you're looking for an experienced coach who coaches from a spiritual place, go to my website at www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, are you ready? My goodness, how can I even introduce this man tonight? My guest tonight is Mr. Bernie Dorman. He is the founder of CEO Space, a new model trade show for attracting more business than ever. How many of you desire more business? He's the author of Money Magic, Growing Rich with Diamonds, Living Life as a Super Achiever. And his father was a mentor to Napoleon Hill, Walt Disney, Earl Nightingale, and many others. Can you imagine growing up in that home? Over the last 30 years, Bernie has been known as the coach of coaches. These are some of the people that he's coached: Anthony Robbins, Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, John Assaroff, Bob Proctor, Robert Kiyosaki, Les Brown, and many, many others, such large companies as Starbucks. And he is now counseling the United Nations and many foreign nations with regard to turning around the global economic crisis via cooperative capitalism. He's operated billion-dollar investment companies, and he is just an awesome giver. Bernie teaches others how to enrich their lives through his book, as well as the life that he lives. And he's such a humble man. We're so blessed to have him on tonight. Bernie Dorman, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. I know last time I was on, Jack Canfield came on the next week, and as the home base for Chicken Soup for the Soul, where it all started. And I got the first call from Jack when he sold it for $68 million. And watching a work of God come out that touched over 300 million lives between that and The Secret is just wonderful. And to be part of that and part of that ramp up and watching all those lives change, it's been a blessing for my wife and I, and we've enjoyed that as much as we've enjoyed anything we've ever done.
Right. I want you to speak up a little louder, Bernie, because
I
want to hear everything that you have to say. And, you know, for those of you who don't remember, I was really believing for a year to have Jack on my show, and everybody says, his PR person said, Constance, Jack doesn't do interviews anymore. And I just kept seeing that, feeling that, knowing that, saying, God, I believe that this man has information and insight. And miraculously, he was a guest on my show. And interestingly enough, Bernie was on 1 week and Jack was on the next week. And man, what a 2 weeks I had, and so did all of my listeners.
Well, we love that. You know, our meetings, we do five a year to help anyone that owns a business and professionals that want ongoing education credits but also want to get a lot of business while they're getting the ongoing education credits. We give 2 years of ongoing credits for 22 professions, you know, attorneys, engineers, architects. And we start our meeting where all of these professionals with a lot of education, a lot of these business owners, small, middle, very wealthy, top investors, a lot of investors, hedge funds, venture capital funds, everybody's in one room, and they all stand up, and we pray. Mm-hmm. And we pray together in all our faith for the success of each other, for the other person to have their success. And we do that mantle of the Holy Spirit on everybody, and then we end with that prayer too. And I think we've had more success over 25 years because of those aspects of bringing us back to our values in our business. One of my great trainers there who's passed on and gone on the other side, he said, Bernie, this is the last battleground of evil, is getting business to come back to the Lord, getting the business framework to come back to the Holy Spirit, getting the business to have morals and ethics. And it's not dog-eat-dog and competitive nightmare I mean, that's Satan. That's the other side in all faiths and religions. And we believe, and I just studied the Quran again and found such beautiful words in these liturgies from Gabriel. But I look at these faiths and I see in Buddhism, Hinduism, all the faiths, what's the same? How we're all children of God and how we should just love each other. And we try to build a business of cooperation versus competition. And all our cooperative companies are winning all the awards. They're getting into Walmart, and they're getting into Nordstrom and Federated and Home Shopping and Home Depot. And I think it's grace in our place that's bringing up everybody, where, you know, that tide raises all ships up to safe harbor.
Right. And so, Bernie, where do you think that we lost it? Because, I mean, how can you even not include God in our business or spirit in your business when we're all one with God?
Well, around the world, I think the people of the global village are coming to Twitter and Facebook, and we're just coming together. We're not, you know, we're not letting the Beltway dictate the terms of how we're going to be in the future. And you watch all these revolutions, and they just want what all of us have. They want the kind of respect that they see in the UK and the kind of respect they see in countries all over the world. And I think that, you know, being godless is really having your way lost. And we've got to stop fighting over how we do God. We've got to just love everyone for the way they do God, the way they do it, and respect all those that are agnostic as well. And I think in the cooperative model, my new book, which watch for it, is called Redemption, the Cooperation Revolution. And it's all about creating real revolution for the parties that are looking for, I don't want to do business in competition. I think that's a lie. I don't think we get better anything from it. I want to do business in cooperation. Well, you're kind of already a CEO space member, you know, and we just try and help people to go faster, you know, save a lot of time and money and get to their customers and markets faster and have abundance so they can witness abundance as children of God. We think, you know, the Lord God never filed for bankruptcy, chapter 11. We think the Lord God is infinitely abundant, and we think that you as princes and princesses of the kingdom of God should manifest abundance in your life and teach it to others, and you have to do that in a right, loving, Godful way. You can't do it in this competitive curtain that is the false gospel. It's the wrong side of the force.
Well, that's so interesting. And, you know, Bernie, when I realized that I was having you back on my show again, I asked your PR person, I said, what are we going to talk about? And she and I both started laughing. I'm like, with Bernie, his mind is so vast. I said, don't give me a particular subject. He and I would just flow by the spirit. And so what I did was I asked some of my listeners to email me some questions that they wanted to ask you that you could answer. And then later on, we'll talk about CEO space and what are you doing in the school systems and other great things that you're doing. So the first question, Bernie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You grew up in a home where you were exposed to such great people as Napoleon Hill, Walt Disney, and other great visionaries. And that really helped probably to form your thinking around success. So this person wanted to know, they did not have that exposure or experience. So how can they begin to build from their own foundation to launch success in all areas of their life?
Well, one of the things you can do is for free, go to CEOSpaceSuccessChannel.com. That's 24 hours a day broadcasting mind candy, mind food, because the things that increase your income and give you abundance flow in this area. First, your skills. You have to increase your skill set, or you're part of the government statistic where less than 13% will change their income at all after age 30 in a lifetime. So if you want to be the part of the 13% that actually grow income, you've got to be a lifelong learner and invest in entrepreneurial skills, the skills of the entrepreneur. And its second part is community. You have to enlarge your community. You have to have a larger community in the areas you're going to enter. So your community is much greater and larger than it is today. And if you enlarge your skills and enlarge your community, you become unstoppable. And, you know, my final point would be, you're probably going to do everything right, but a little bit in the wrong sequence. But that'll kill you. If you're flying a plane and you know everything, about how to do that, buttons and pedals, but you do it in the wrong sequence, that heavy thing will always crash. If you do the same things in the right sequence, that heavy thing will always soar. So you will crash or soar based on your sequence. So when you get your advisors, coaches, and mentors, make sure they're masterful at keeping you on the right sequence and doing things in the right sequence, and you become unstoppable.
Wow, great answer. Wow, that was so good. Okay, Bernie, the next question is, ask Bernie, why do the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? What is the principle behind that?
Well, I really think the poor aren't poor in the sense of money. I think they're poor in the sense of education and training. So education was last revamped in the 1820s, and we had massive migration from farms into factories. So we train management and line workers on the factory how to do repetitive things by memory. We taught in our schools, which is very useful for that task, old war dates, 1492, when was the Magna Carta signed, memorize the periodic table of elements, memorize all your province or state capitals, and play back, 'twas Brillig and Slidytove, De Gyre and Gimble in the Wob, all mimsy were the Borough Groves, and why do I know that at, say, age 63? And those are the things we did in school. They never taught us how not to work in the restaurant, how not to work in the store, but how to own the restaurant and how to own the store while we're in an entrepreneurial age. And so education has to be revamped from the ground up, because 60% of all employment is now self-employment. And they are not equipped to teach us how. They don't have a body of curriculum. We have the largest body of curriculum for entrepreneurial training on earth, 1,200 modules. And that is a blessing in the lives of individuals, because I don't think you're poor once you have the skills and the training. Now, the rich get richer because when you have success and a lot of money, you're on inside loops of additional opportunities that you alone have the money to invest in. So it's called learn, earn, and return. When you're Godful, you learn, earn, and return. And after you've done your earning like Warren Buffett, you give it all away. And you invest in other people going all the way. So Warren is creating more jobs, more employment, more entrepreneurialism. This is what's happening out in the market. And so, you know, from your standpoint, looking at, my God, I do think it's wonderful to be able to look at the notion that you can not only get yourself successful, but your authority for success is not getting money, is not acquiring, but it's the law of accumulation under God, that you are doing things that are so wonderful for all the rest of us, and that's your passion, that you're going to be divinely lifted into abundance. And as you have your abundance from having so many others benefited from your game and what you're doing, you're yearning to be tithing and giving your tithing back at ever-increasing ways of increasing your charity year after year after year. And as you increase your tithing, you also want to be in the return phase of giving back to others. And when that's your destination, you have dominion. You have authority that is spiritual. And again, you're unstoppable because there's grace in your place.
Oh, that's so good. Wow. I know my listeners are going to really be changed by what you're sharing tonight, Bernie. Another listener wrote, you've written a book entitled Money Magic. What is money magic and how can I begin to attract more money into my life? Everybody tells me that I should be serving, and I've been doing that. I've been a teacher for years helping children, but I am still struggling financially. How can I merge serving and make money?
I would next month go to Amazon.com and be the first to get Redemption, the Cooperation Revolution. And it's money magic on steroids. And it tells you the lawful, rightful way to accumulate money and to do it in divine consensus and authority. Now, as you look at your relationship with money, you probably have a very unhealthy relationship with money. Money and its relationship in your life is given to you as viruses that are on your brain, that are on your brain computer, just like something that makes your computer reboot or go green screen. And the money part of the conversation is a virus that's given to you as an unhealthy relationship by someone you don't know and can no longer remember. Money is the root of all evil. You can't get through to the gates of heaven unless you're a camel going through the eye of a needle. If you're a wealthy person, but it isn't wealth that makes you have that hard road. It's attachment to it. Having no attachment to wealth, knowing it's all God's wealth, and you're just a custodian to give it back, frees you. And then it comes to you by magnetic forces because you have the right, healthy relationship. The viruses of the mind were removed. You got them removed. Money is just an agreement. If you have a massage, you have an agreement with the masseuse. You trade some of your time in the form of money, and money is time, by agreement. To get some food, you have some exchange for food, which is some of your time that you made with a supermarket. And when you're accumulating money, you're giving some value to people, and they're having an agreement to give you some of their time because they want the value you're giving. And you have authority when you help a lot of people. So you're not trying to make a lot of money. You're trying to help a lot of people. And when you put your mind right that you want to accumulate money for tithing for the Lord, and you want to help a lot of people to have authority for your abundance, you will become abundant, and you'll stay abundant. Because a child of God in that state cannot be denied the grace in their place.
Wow. So, Bernie, you're not attached to money.
I'm not attached to money on any basis, nor have I ever been, or motivated, or controlled, or a contract for me with someone. They have to be the right player. They have to be spiritually kind. They have to be not competitive. They have to be cooperative. They have to be tithers. They have to get back in life. They have to be Warren Buffett grade. And if they aren't, I won't do business with them.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, another listener wants to know, they were very successful as a real estate agent broker prior to the economic shift, and now they find themselves searching, stuck, and just not knowing what to do because they were in the real estate business for 20 years. What can they begin to get unstuck?
I have my most successful partners who are in the real estate and investment business, insurance business, who have been hurt by the recession. And they have great skills, and they've joined us. They've gone to CEO space, one word, CEO space, international.com. In any language, you can click it in Mandarin and Swahili, so you can get any language. And they went and saw Dr. David Gruder's film on integrity, right on the cover page, Dr. David Gruder, best-selling author, coached at the top 50 companies. And they liked it. They thought, this is good. I like what we're doing here. They went into the career section, and they actually acquired a $500,000 franchise and paid nothing for it. Mm. And then we trained them. And in 90 days, they were making the income they used to make when they were at the top of real estate. And they treasure their careers. They treasure them. And they're with the greatest group of their tribe all over the world that are part of our family. So one of the things they can do to stop looking around and start doing something wonderful for other people, use their skills, use their talent, make lots of money helping people, is we'll put you under contract and you'll be our partner and we can't wait to engage you. And just buy into this. You always make more money if you own a business rather than work in a business. Now you can do what you used to do, which is be part of a national company like Transamerica Title or a major brokerage for mortgages or a Century 21 or a RE/MAX or any of the firms you worked with, because you'll be under contract with CEO space, but you'll own your business and you'll work as you usually have with more help and more support than you've ever known in your life. And I'll repeat that, with more help, more love, more support than you've ever had in your life, and you'll rise to a level. In fact, if you know someone in transition looking for a job, searching on their knees that they can get into something and it's not multi-level marketing, it's new for them, have them look at CEO Space International. Go to the career section after looking at some videos, and then just call us up, and we'll help you.
I agree. It is very powerful. And I have another question, Bernie. This person has always worked a 9-to-5, and entrepreneurship just seems like an illusion to them. And they want to know, is everyone born with the entrepreneur spirit? And if so, how can that be developed when they've always worked a 9-to-5?
Well, we have this happen all the time. And here's what we do to get you to work for wealth, not cash flow, which increases your cash flow. In other words, when you start to work for wealth instead of cash flow, you always make more money. So the first thing we do is we get you into what we call MID, which is multiple incomes from boards, where you're on boards of directors. We get you to find early stage companies that are growing rapidly that you love. They thrill you. You're so thrilled you can't sleep. You're up at night thanking God. Thank you for bringing this to me. And the owner and you spark. You love each other. And so you go on their board and help them to network, and you help to bring them resources they're looking for in their growth stage. And you do it part-time around your job, and you make some money every month, and you own 5% of the company. You've got part of the wealth, and you do that for 2 or 3 companies over time, where you've got 3 little part-time things that are not full-time jobs, and you're making more than your full-time job. But you're going to make millions in your stock portfolio. You're going to make millions when these companies resell and go public, and quick, in 36 to 48 months. And you start to quit your job because you've replaced the income by stepping into the entrepreneur world. Now, down the road, you may be 50-50 partners in a company, or you may do your own. But you'll have learned so much, and you'll have become entrepreneurial, and you'll find that there's no one who doesn't have dreams. There's no one who doesn't have the passions when they have talent that can be applied entrepreneurially. No one. And as long as you find that you are in higher contribution to more people with your life, putting yourself in the way of being in higher contribution to more people in your life, and never be afraid of growing it, because as you grow it grows you. And you may be in a job where you mastered it 10 years ago and you're not growing at all, and you are in such pain going to work every day, and this is the way in. It's not the way out. It's the way in to the future of your dreams.
You know, Bernie, that is so true, because I can remember, I guess, about 20 years ago, I was working for the school system as a counselor, and every Monday morning I felt so sad, and I just knew that I had more in me, that there was more greatness in me. And literally, I knew that even as a young girl, that my father had an entrepreneur spirit, even though he only went to the 8th grade. And I can really relate to a lot of my listeners and the person who sent that question in. And I really appreciate your answer, because I think that people need to know that there is more to life than just working a routine 9-to-5, and that there's greatness and ideas and miracles on the inside that are just waiting to be birthed in their lives.
Well, your life should be a miracle, and you should have miracles happening every 90 days that you just are on your knees over. And if you're not getting that, I look at markers from God. When those miracles are happening, you know you're doing the right stuff. When you're missing those miracles, look at your life and say, the Lord wants you to improve. I don't care how you boil that hard-boiled egg, you're never finished. God isn't through cooking you. You're always looking for more excellence yet. No matter how excellent you have, your Lord Father knows there's more in you. You can't imagine the greatness that's in you. You can't touch the potential that you have. Your life is like sand leaking through your hand, and everything starts with a decision, and you have to make a decision, the first decision, that no time is going to go forward where I don't improve my life. I'm going to bring the potential of my life up. I'm going to be a lifelong learner, and I'm going to be around people that are the greatest mentors on the planet, and I'm going to make sure that it rubs off on me, and I'm going to get my life so I matter more to other people, and I'm going to have a life that thrills me. Nothing less is going to satisfy me in this journey I call life.
Wow, that's so amazing. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Bernie Dorman, and I'm just asking him all kinds of great questions that many of you sent me via email. Okay, Bernie, another person wants to know that financially and economically and globally, things have just really shifted. So what should their thinking be about money? And they want to know, should they still tithe even though things are very, very tight for them financially?
Well, you've got a situation in which there's no lack of appetite for abundance from God. And so if you want to see the bad news and the trends, go to theceospaceblog.com. Make a favorite. Spread it around. Share it. It has more financial information about what's really going on, how to read between the lines, than any other site online. It's read all over the world. So you'll get the trends. But what I want you to do is get the positive side. There, in the U.S. alone, over 1,000 new industries are being formed. We're moving from the horseshoe to the wheel. It's that big. We're going green in construction. Every building in America is going to be redone on a green construction, much better energy use. It's worth tearing the building down, building it up just on the energy saving. All green construction materials. We're not going to harm the environment. We're going to help the environment. We're going to survive a force 8 earthquake. We're going to survive a force 5 tsunami. And I mean, these hurricanes are survivable. We're going to build in Florida so every building survives. And they're there now and they're cheap. They're cheaper than the old buildings. These are revolutions. These are new building technologies in biotech, in health, in sciences and nanotechnology, in whole industries coming in the green space. Now, recycle everything, green construction, alternative fuels, energy that's going to be so much more friendly to this environment. Whole industries around cleaning up the environment, cooling the earth, cycling out CO2. Big industries, billion-dollar industries. This is the most exciting time. It's like being alive when we stopped going on horseshoes and we started having cars. If you're asleep and you don't get in these new industries, you're missing the opportunity of an adult lifetime. This is the most exciting time of economic opportunity on the face of your life. You'll never have an opportunity like the next 5 years. Get engaged in these new emerging industries all over the world. Get on board. Get involved. You won't have any hold your head down. In other words, your personal economy has nothing to do with the bank and the finance and the system economies. It doesn't affect you renting a car. Yes, you should tithe. It's the law. Your tithing when times are tough is the most important time. You'll be blessed. You cannot tithe without looking back in 10 months and see opportunities came to you that overcame the tithing. It never costs tithe. Where you get in trouble is when you don't tithe. Then you get stuck. And look at your life and see where you've missed your tithing, and you'll see where you are stuck, and now you know why.
That is so true, and I'm a living witness with that. I've been tithing since I was in my teens, and originally my father made me tithe, Bernie, and I didn't really understand what I was doing, but I see now, looking back over my life, how miracles and the favor of God was just in college everywhere I went, and even my father, who only went to the 9th grade, when he passed away, he left my mama very financially off. And so I'm just a living witness of that whole 10% and whatever it means for my listeners and how miracles just happen.
And there's so much that needs to be done out there. You're tithing. Find out what you love and do it. If that's children hunger or street persons or medicine or anything you feel comfy, just tithe to your heart, tithe to your faith, tithe where you want to. There's so much that needs to be done out there. Be part of doing it. Be part of doing it. None of us have problems. There's no food problem feeding everybody if we all tithe. If we all just tithe, everybody be fed.
That's so true. Well, Bernie, I have a question from a female. She says, I'm a single female, I'm a baby boomer, and my husband is deceased, and I am very interested in attracting a wealthy male into my life. What should I do? How can I meet more wealthy men?
There's only two ways to do it. They can go on your cruise, which I wouldn't miss for anything because it's not the dating service, and you meet men and women of God, and you meet a kind of best friend that you've been looking for the, all of your life. Or you look at CEOspaceInternational.com and look at the films on the website. Just click them, and you'll see half that class is entrepreneurial. Many, a third of the group are so wealthy you can't believe it, and half are single. And so we're the other cruise, and you come as a cruise for the wallet, and you meet these great relationships that become, we have more sacred marriages, more unbelievable divine relationships that click out of our place than any place I've ever seen in 25 years.
Wow.
We didn't make it for that, but I stand back as a witness and I say, thank you for this blessing in people's lives.
And so, Bernie, do you believe that when people are just really doing what they were divinely created to do, that God brings people into their lives to match them with the right people for business, for personal relationships, et cetera?
Well, as you know, we were, you know, driving The Secret into the market, and you know how big The Secret has been.
Right.
And The Secret, you know, is just such an important message because it's telling you the one thing that all liturgies and all faiths tell you, which is your life is this, and you have to understand this. You were never born. You will never die. You can't even pronounce your real name on this plane. And you will always be alive. And this is a short little experience where we came not to smell a rose, but where I hand my rose to you, and you smell the rose, and we share it for eternity, because your spirit is a breathing orb of light. The Lord God does not have nose holes and doesn't pick his nose. The Lord God is a breathing orb of light, and so are you. And you cannot smell a rose on the other side, except when you're here to take that smell forever with you and all the other things we share. And you have to know there are no accidents. Nothing ever happened to you that was an accident. That's what The Secret's teaching you. There are no accidents. That's what the Bible's teaching you. There is a hand of God in your life, and your life is like the knowledge of a head of a pin to God. It's all happening now, the whole life. Only you have to live it one frame at a time. But that's exciting, and that's the adventure, and that's why we get to smell a rose together. So let's stop competing, and let's start cooperating. Let's stop all the insecurities that maybe someone will take something from us, and start making each other safe with each other. And let's be in each other in joy and enjoy each other and help each other blend our creativity. If one person gets up, reach back and help the other come up faster. Shorten their journey with your time and money. And so start becoming, learn, earn, and return. Get your earnings to peak level and then return. And that's, when you click CEO Space International, that's what we live for. That's what we do.
Well, that's amazing, Bernie. And my last question to you before we talk really extensively about CEO internationally, you have a book called Living Life as a Super Achiever. What are some characteristics of a super achiever?
A super achiever doesn't talk about the past or associate with people who do. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about the past 3 weeks of little things that went wrong and little criticisms of people, places, and things, because it makes them feel self-esteem gain by talking critically about others. They talk positively about their future plans and what they're going to do. They associate with people who talk positively about future plans and what they're going to do. And they form teams and help each other build and manifest their futures. And they focus the most divine part of how we're made in image of likeness of God, our attention, what we focus our attention on. Whatever you place your attention on will expand. So if you focus and hold your attention in your conversations and the little sparks that go on in your mind on your problems and talk about them all the time with everybody, including your spouse, you'll have bickering marriages, you'll have competitive family life, you'll have sad use of your time in life, and you won't have the joy that you deserve as the Spirit of God, and you will have self-sabotaging using the wrong side of the force. If you hold your attention on solutions, not problems, solutions, that every problem is a lesson and you have joy in it, and you look at the solution and all the things it's taught you and what you're doing next, always what comes next, you will start to have thrilling, joyful, turned on, switched on family life, business life, abundant life, everything will start to switch for you. So look at what you're focusing on and how you hold your attention, and learn and teach yourself how to reframe how you hold your attention so it's Godful and there's grace in your place while you hold it. And you will be, what I said over and over in this radio program, unstoppable. You will become unstoppable.
Well, Bernie, you've accomplished so much, and you're living such a God life. What does it feel like to coach all of these great people like Jack Canfield, Anthony Robbins, Bob Proctor? What does that feel like to you?
Well, when I get to have their time and help them, I was just talking to Jack about what he does next at 68. And I told Jack that his greatest moment wasn't chicken soup and hadn't come yet, but that the Lord was using him to do his work on being, on how your attention creates how you're being at the moment. Are you being depressed? Are you being happy? Are you being anger and revenge-filled, or are you being forgiving and loving? How is your being? And you can change your state of being at any time. And he's doing this with the largest and most senior executives in the world. And I told him his book series on being, his tapes and what comes next on being will dwarf The Secret and outperform Chicken Soup, which broke the Guinness Book of Records, that the Lord is not finished with him and his best work lies ahead of him. And we've talked about having a summit meeting to discuss how to bring that out to the world, which is humbling. It's humbling to take an archangel of the Lord God, Jack Canfield, the most unchanged being by money I've ever met in my life, a humble servant on the planet, and to be even a little remote part of what he might be doing next is a privilege and an honor you do, not on your knees, but on your prayer rug, fully extended, just in humble servitude, saying, thank you, Lord, that I got to do that for this great archangel.
So really, Bernie, you're like a prophet in the business arena. Would you say that?
Well, I've been a chairman of a brokerage firm almost as large as Smith Barney for 20 years, and I've operated a public firm in 14 countries, and so there are very few people that are at my age with that experience, and so I have a lot of this, you know, highly trained experience to give advice, and I try to give that advice, you know, like a waterfall to everyone that crosses my life to help them have a shorter, less costly financial journey so they can get to the goals they have in their life in less time with less money. You know, CEO Space is the only place in the world that says, if you ever spend money to come to us, we guarantee you're going to do well, or we refund your money before you leave. So it's not that you have to get your money's worth. You're going to get your money back and say, who does that? Nobody.
Wow.
You know, and when you look at it and see it, you go, I wish I knew that was out there, but it's just all word of mouth. You know, I do so few radio shows, so when I do one, it's got to be blessed. And I, coming back on yours is a special honor because you have the angels hovering around your audience and this program, and that's why it's growing so fast, because everybody wants to come together with a value that we can build a global village we could be proud to give to our children. And your start, you know, every morning with the revolution that's creating that. Your listeners are part of that revolution. We're creating a better world together. When you tune in and stay tuned in, you're feeding your mind what will create everything you want in your life. This is your mind candy.
I like that mind, and you're so right. My show is growing, and people often ask me, why is my show growing? And I say, I believe it is because I'm coming from a pure place of spirit just to serve and really change people's lives all over the world. And I think people can sense that. They know whether you're real or not.
Well, and you download the iPods, and you send them out to a whole group list, and you ask others to join you in listening. All of you should bring at least 3 listeners to the show next week, and then they should bring 3, and all of a sudden we have a show that is millions coming together under authority, and we're all able to do a better job with each other. And once we talk about being show listeners, we can then do business with each other with higher levels of trust, because we know who we are. We know we're not in the competitive dog-eat-dog quagmire. We've stepped away to build the new world of the elect, in which we're sitting together at the end times, being witnesses for abundance for our Maker, and we're out with each other with trust and honor and integrity, and we're showing the world this is the way back. This is coming away from the brink. This is how our children have to be seeing a model. We have to show the children.
Right. And how many children do you have, Bernie?
Well, I have 9, with a 9-year-old and 13-year-old left and still going through. And Purple-Hearted Marine, I'd like to get out of Camp Lejeune in the next 60 days, who's 2 tours in Iraq, so I want to get him home.
Yes.
And but just great children. All the children are wonderful, and so much, they're leaders. They're doing, some of them have become multi-millionaires using these principles.
I'm sure. Well, let's talk about CEO Space. What can you share with listeners all over the world? Why should they come to CEO Space? What is it, and how will it change their lives?
Well, the first thing, it reduces the cost in money and the cost in time to realize growth in their own income. And it does it by increasing in a week their skill sets to a level they couldn't match on any basis in any other forum on Earth. And it increases their community, the key contacts at the top, the access to fortune companies, distribution, markets, channels, and they get a 30-year network in a week that they couldn't get, develop, and it's not a seminar or a workshop. When you leave our place, everyone knows your name. Everyone knows what you're doing. Everyone is committed to help you. Everyone has spent time with you individually. You have the greatest mentors you can't afford. Get mentors that are coaching the fortune companies. Get the mentors that are the top talent that fortune companies buy, former partners at Accenture and Booz Allen and the companies you see on airport ads when you go to get a plane. They're sitting at tables, and you have private meetings with them. What happens, we speed up everything. And it never costs money to join CEO Space. We're a little different. We charge a one-time fee for a lifetime access to 5 trade shows that will grow your talent, your community, and your business customer base. And you do it 5 times a year, and you're unstoppable. You can't get your business to grow faster than coming to CEO Space. And we have that literally confirmed by people. You look at our testimonials on our website, you just are stunned. And you'll see almost every star of The Secret is on faculty and tells you what's happened in their business. They tell you the real secret is how to do The Secret. And CEO Space is how you do it. You don't just listen to it. You do it. You make it happen with a bunch of other people who are like-minded. And remember, we all stand up, hold hands. And this includes agnostics, and delightfully pray for the other. We seal what we're going to do there in prayer, and we end it in prayer. And there's no other business conference in the world with that attention to upstairs.
So what do you think about cooperative capitalism? You've talked about that. You've mentioned that a couple of times. What is that, and why is that important?
I'll tell you, if every one of you would help me get this to your circle when it comes out next month. I've worked 10 years on it, and it's going to the United Nations first and all the 10,000 board chairmen and every one of the 600 members of the House and Senate, and it's called Redemption, the Cooperation Revolution, and it's telling you what you know. Competitive capitalism is broken. It's a failed model, and it leaves us miserable, and it leaves a billion starving to death all over the world. And socialism and communism are competitive bureaucracy, and they can't even get toilet paper to the rich. It's just not efficient. And the solution to both is cooperative capitalism. With 12 laws, we have total accountability, total reportability, total authority in looking at the fact that we are transparent, with total transparency, we have no secrets. How's your system working? Do you want to be in a system of lies and deceit, or you want to be in a system of truth, honor, and full disclosure? And we can all get there. It's not hard. And the nations of the world are right now sinking or rising based on their cooperation. If they compete, we're going to have world war. If they cooperate, we're going to have world peace. We have to be part of making sure we never elect an incumbent. If you want your nations back, just elect four-year term service. Put people up for 4 years, no entrenched interest, and elect cooperative candidates. They're running on cooperative capitalistic platforms. They're putting cooperative capitalism first. That's what will give us our jobs. That's what will create jobs. You can't do it in the competitive compression because you're always seeking to get advantage over someone else as opposed to collaboration that we all go up together and say, can you do that with Coke and Pepsi? You bet, and we do, and we have, and we've done it with firms like 3M Corporation, the biggest companies in the world, and I can't tell you what happens when a company moves from fear and punishment and exploitation, which is competition, to cooperation systems in their company, which is built on a different model of reward, recognition, and celebration. There is no exploitation, it's all celebration. And it's fully respectful of diversity. And the result of output and performance, you go through the competitive performance ceiling in any company, and you end up with the kind of life, and people come early and leave late in cooperative companies, and they'll never do that in competitive companies where they're exploited. Fear, punishment, and exploitation is obsolete, and competitive capitalism is dying. And the blueprint for all of that is redemption. The Cooperation Revolution. Join it. And you do it by reading the book. And it'll be out next month. And you're the first to know about it in the world.
I can't wait to get it, Bernie. I tell you, you know, you've mentioned God and spirituality. What are your daily, I hate to say rituals or practices, that you feel could really help my listeners all over the world? And why is that important? I know you talked about combining and that we are one with God. So many of us think we're separate from God, especially in business. So what are your daily spiritual practices?
My first mission is that every time when I go to bed at night, if I've had, unlike everybody else, I have my best friend is my wife. I love her like I love God. And, you know, we'll fight and have a problem. And on the worst day when you're mad and you're going to bed, you know, my deal is we always go to bed together. And I hit my pillow and I praise God in gratitude for everything I have from this woman. Everything I have. I don't care if I'm mad or what. Whatever bad thing happened that day, I praise God for that. I praise God for the lessons that I've gotten from everything, and I accept everything and accept His will and ask just in praise and gratitude. I list things I'm so grateful for in my life, and I go to sleep. When I wake up, I start my day with new praise for the gratitude of this day and that I have these things and opportunities and every blessing that comes my way, and I say, what's next? You use me like a dish rag. Take every drop of water out of my life, and when I come back, don't leave a drop in my dish rag. Take every drop out of me and don't leave a drop left. Don't call me home before you've squeezed every drop. Please, Lord. And I pray that way from morning till night. My day is filled with that kind of reflection. And it gives you joy. You have joy in your life because you're totally in surrender and acceptance.
You know, and that is so true. And the word surrender and acceptance. So someone who may be struggling, they can just begin to be grateful. Why is gratitude so powerful? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I was talking to some Muslims on Sunni Shiite Wahhabism, and they were talking to me, and they were acknowledging how knowledgeable I was in the Quran, etc. And I said, but I am you. And they said, you can't be us because. And I said, no, I have my prophet. It's Jesus Christ. I've made my pilgrimage. I've gone to De La Rosa. I've traveled the way of the cross. I've gone to my Mecca. I tithe. I'm doing, and they, when they got through the list, they go, you are a Muslim. And I said, yes, we're all Muslim. And all of this, all of that competitive stuff went away. We had such a celebration meal. And I mean, all faiths, all beliefs, all religions, including agnostics. I just had one of my great teachers lost his wife, best friend, right while he's getting a $1 billion contract. Out of Dallas, and he doesn't believe in an afterlife. He doesn't know if there's a God because he's a clinical researcher. And I've been telling him, Scott, your wife is alive. She's right with you. You can talk to her. You can come. He's got to the point where he said yesterday to me, he said, you know, I'm now at a point where I'm okay with the doubt and that at the end of my life, I'll get to know. And I'm okay that there may be everything you said. I can't get it by data. I can't document it. And I said, Scott, you'll start reading books of faith. You'll start putting faith in your work. You're being so blessed. Right at the time you got a $1 billion contract, why did God call your wife? No notice, just an embolism. Why did he call your best friend? Why did he take her from you? Because when you go through this $1 billion, you are going to soften and become a child of God, and you are going to become faithful, and you are going to become tithe-driven, and you are going to become charitably empowered. You are going to move because she's going to teach you about love you never knew. In the way of all this pain will be love like you've never known, and you'll have to believe that she's alive because you want to be with her later. And, Scott, you're going to have that, and the Lord chose a hard lesson because you wouldn't learn from the easy ones. So now you have a hard one.
Wow.
But remember, the Lord God is never through cooking you, and you will always rise to be closer. You will be closer to God no matter how you resist. It'll come to you. You'll have a second and third chance because this maker of all things loves you, is crazy nuts about you. You have no idea how nuts the Lord God forgives you for everything that you don't forgive yourself for, wants a fresh start right now, and wants you to step out and step up and do it. Forgive yourself for everything. This is a new day. Start right now. Step out. Step up. And make your life a contribution to others unconditionally. Unconditionally. And that's your greatness today. And you're going to start now. Step out. Step up. And let nothing stop you.
Bernie, what an amazing hour. I can't even believe that we're finished with the program. And I'm just so grateful to you for coming on my show tonight. I will personally listen to this again and again, and I'm just going to really recommend to all of my listeners to do the same. And once again, lastly, tell my listeners once again how they can contact you, how they can get to your website and get your new book.
It would be such a blessing if you would just check out CEOspaceInternational.com, CEOspaceInternational.com. Get an orange juice and watch a few videos. Just look at them right on the cover page. It'll change your income. It'll change your life. And the people you share that site with, they will be touched forever. Let us serve you. Give us permission to serve you.
Well, thank you, Bernie Dorman. I mean, what can I say? You're a powerful man of God. And I'm grateful for you being on my show tonight. And once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show saying to you, God loves you.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.